This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Christmas week is upon us. Oh, where does the time go? In just days, all the efforts you put forth for the holidays will climax into a frenzy of wrapper-ripping, face-stuffing, joyous abandon. Part of the Christmas tradition of years past was a bit calmer, roasting chestnuts. Can't you just hear Nat King Cole right now? Years ago, the American chestnut was the most important tree in eastern North America, supplying excellent lumber and tasty nuts that fattened calves and people alike. The American chestnut could grow straight for 50 feet with no other branches. The lumber of one tree could fill a train car. It was rot-resistant and lighter than oak. It was used for nearly every application, from telephone poles to pulp, from fine furniture to musical instruments. But in the early 1900s, a bark-eating fungus came into New York on an Asian chestnut. The blight spread with a vengeance, and by 1950, the American chestnut tree had disappeared, except for the shrubby root sprouts the species continually produces. Even those were soon attacked. Plant pathologists and breeders are creating hybrids that capture the blight resistance of the Asian or Chinese chestnut while retaining many of the attributes of the American variety. I'll have more information on GardenBite.com. At our town's holiday celebration this year, a wonderful local nursery bought some chestnuts and were roasting them outdoors for a wonderful treat. A friend of mine was ringing the bell for the Salvation Army at a store across the street when someone came over with a bag of the roasted nuts to share and put some cash in the kettle. My friend said they were fabulous while warm. He was also told that it's difficult to get chestnuts at the right time. They need to be roasted within 2 weeks of harvest. Find out more on GardenBite.com, including how to make sure they don't explode. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.